Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Father. Glory to God. Well, y'all can be seated. Amen. I guess we have to turn that other AC on over there. Amen. I didn't have it on. I see you back there sweating, Brother Jesse. Why don't y'all find somebody to hug real quick? Or three or four. Everybody hug everybody. Test 1, 2. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to say thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. It says, oh, foolish. Everybody say foolish.
Foolish.
Oh, man. Oh, it's just foolish to do to live certain ways. How many want to live in the wisdom of God?
Amen.
Who was the richest man in the world? Who's the richest man that ever lived and ever will have lived?
Solomon.
Besides Jesus. Who was
Solomon.
It? Solomon. And Solomon was also known as one of the most, what? Wise men in the world.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the opposite of wisdom is what? Foolishness. And foolishness is just, you know, walking in the wisdom of God is walking down the right path with God. Amen. And when we get foolish, we go down an evil path for our life that God doesn't want for us, right? So here Jesus is here, the apostle speaking to the church of Galatians, and he says, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should obey not the truth? Well, I tell you what, this whole text of scripture in Galatians chapter 3 is all about faith. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? Those that aren't living by faith are bewitched by some false truth. People that are living in the flesh and just doing things consistently their own way, they're in rebellion against God, and rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know what? You either be spiritually influenced, amen, or, you know, or demonically led. And it's sometimes you get other people that get out there and they train you up in the ways of the world. Everybody say bewitched.
Bewitched.
Have you ever been bewitched before? You were on the right path with God, then you get around the wrong people. And about 3 weeks from then, you feel like everything's wrong and you want to go the wrong way instead of the way that God has for you. I tell you what, it's foolish. The Bible says the wisdom of God is foolishness to men. But also man's wisdom is foolishness to God. So a lot of people have got to choose to put away the foolishness of the world, amen, and pick up the wise plan of God. It's smart to obey the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So it says, oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? When people, listen, if you're not living by faith, you're living in rebellion. Now, whatever God promises for you, whatever God puts before your eyes in the Spirit, let me tell you, what you see in the Spirit is God's intended purpose for your life. Did you know that?
Amen.
God's intended purpose for your life is what you can visualize in the Spirit, in the realm of the Spirit. It says, who has bewitched you that you should obey not the truth? How many of us obey not the truth? What do you mean by obeying not the truth? Well, what's the truth about what God spoke to you? Did God say you're going to reign and be the head and not the tail? Amen? Well, that's the truth about God for you. And listen, if there are certain things that God says about you in certain ways that He wants us to live by faith, we need to obey those promises.
Amen.
We need to obey God's direction in our lives. You know, God always tells us, this is where I want to take you, and this is how I want you to live in order to get where I want you to go. How many of you find it hard to obey God in certain things? Amen. How many had God give you little steps to get to a big place?
Amen.
God's got a big promise for you, but he's giving you little steps on how to get there. And many times all we can see is that big plan down the road, but we can't see those little steps right in front of us. We have to take the little steps that God has for us if we're going to get God's big plan in our lives. Somebody say, amen. So don't be bewitched. Don't be caught up by little circumstances, by storms and different things in our lives that causes us to lose focus, that causes us to lose our faith. Amen. Don't be bewitched by things that people promise you in the world. Stay with faith and stay with God.
Amen.
Now, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by this. Okay, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the learning of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begotten the Spirit? Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? How many of you started out this thing when you heard the promise of God, you started out in the Spirit?
Amen.
How many of you got some things happening in your life? Maybe somebody doesn't have stuff going on in their life, but how many of you got some supernatural stuff that's really started in your life? You know, you were in a rut, and then all of a sudden you heard God's word, you heard God's promise, and you stepped out with it. You started because you heard the voice of God. And if you started because you believed that only God can do it for you, then all of a sudden you start to get a little bit of money. All of a sudden you start to get a little popularity. You start to get a little bit of friends. Your life seems to come together. All of a sudden the bags start to fall from under your eyes. You don't look as beat up as you used to look. Amen. You know, we get into this thing and we're about ready to give up. Then we get in this thing and God puts our life together and say, hey, I kind of got it together a little bit. Let me take a little bit control. Amen. That's what it's like for a lot of us. God will pick us up and he will take us out of some miserable circumstances. But I tell you what, it takes a lot more faith to stay with God. Do you know that? Than it does to run to him. Anybody can run to God when they're in trouble, but a real person of faith will stay with God, amen, in good times as well as bad times, because you know that in the future you'll always need him.
Amen.
So there are a lot of people, you started this thing in the Spirit, don't be bewitched, don't be deceived in your own mind, thinking that you started this thing out by faith, that God didn't do it for you, the Lord did it,
amen.
God put it together, stay in the Spirit. If God got you started by hearing a promise or by hearing a word of prophecy, finish out the course that way. If you started your course by praying and believing and trusting and relying on Jesus, amen, continue to walk the same way. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He that ministereth you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God. Now we're getting back because we've kind of, in many of the teachings that we've been doing over the last month or so, we've been kind of touching Israel, the nation of Israel, the Jews. How many have had some insight in that area?
Amen.
Well, we're going to get a little bit more even tonight. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. I tell you what, that promise, when it was accounted to him to righteousness, he got that covenant, he became God's chosen man, that he would bring forth God's chosen seed. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was the father of all faith because he believed God. Know ye not, therefore, they which are of faith are the children of Abraham. Everybody say, you better watch out for Abraham's kids. I tell you what, Abraham's kids are those that are kids by faith. Somebody say, those that walk by faith.
Live by faith,
and trust God are Abraham's chosen seed.
Yeah.
And someone says, no, they're talking about real blood. Adoption means a whole lot to God. We're all adopted in this family.
Amen.
Amen. We all got the same blood. Doesn't matter who you were born. It's all the same blood. We all came from the same breath. Amen. Know ye not, therefore, they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Where is Abraham's seed today? Find somebody that's hearing God, believing in God, trusting in God, walking in God, living by faith and not by sight, as far as God's concerned, that's Abraham's seed.
Amen.
If he's looking for Abraham, he's going to find some people of faith. It's not a thing of the flesh, it's a thing of the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And that's basically what he's talking about here. The scriptures foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. Glory to God. You better watch out. Somebody say hallelujah. Because we're all looking, you can't look to the flesh of things. This thing doesn't have anything to do with flesh and blood. It's a thing of the spirit. Now he said he would justify who? By faith. Somebody say the heathen. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that comes to God and chooses to believe him, God will justify him.
Amen.
And make them whiter than snow. There are no second class citizens in God's kingdom.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Before Abraham ever showed up, God loved you.
Amen.
Amen. Before there was a nation of Israel, God knew you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So stop getting this mentality that you're some second-class citizen in the kingdom of God. Amen. When you decide to believe God and you trust in God, that's the best there is to offer. Amen. That's the first-class seed, believing and trusting in Jesus. And God will love and move for you just as fast as he moved for anybody because you live by faith. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God would justify the heathen through faith, preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God wants to, listen, you know, everybody was wondering which one got the blessing. Which son got the blessing? Who got the blessing? That's what they're all fighting over.
Amen.
Which child will get the blessing? Ishmael's seed will get the blessing? Or will Isaac get the blessing? Amen. But listen, the Bible says right here, according to Scripture, so they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who's going to be blessed with Abraham? Who gets the blessing?
The faithful.
Who gets the blessing? How many believe that God wants to bless Israel?
Amen.
How many believe that Israel is blessed?
Amen.
Well, if you believe that Israel is blessed, guess what? Go on and get that covenant with just by walking in faith.
Amen. Amen.
All the miracles that he did for the children of Israel in the Old Testament, he'll do for you if you live by faith. You qualify.
Yeah.
It's a thing of faith and not necessarily a thing of the flesh. He said, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Glory to God.
Amen.
How many nations are going to be blessed in Abraham?
Oh.
In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the what? The curse of the law. Thinking that just because they belong to some particular family group. Amen. Or they're part of some particular nationality. Amen, that they got it. That's just the way it is. It's not a thing of the flesh at all. It's a thing of the spirit. For as many as are the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is any man, is every one that continueth not in all the things which were written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by what?
Faith.
And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Amen.
That means you don't have to follow all the rules and regulations set up that they couldn't do themselves. Amen?
Amen.
Being made a curse for us, it is written, curse is everyone that hangs on the tree. That the blessing, somebody say hallelujah,
hallelujah,
of Abraham might come on who? That the blessing, there's so many people trying to curse the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to say, hey, you don't have any part in this. You got to be this a part of this group. You got to be blessed. Amen. But the Bible teaches, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That the blessing, there's only one. Notice that? There's only one blessing. That's why one son got so mad. He said, you know, there were two, one father that had to bless two sons. And one son was greedy. And he brought the wrong offering. And he got ripped off. He got ripped off from his blessing. And he said, Father, bless me too. Bless me. He said, no, for I've already given that blessing to your brother. Somebody said,
there's one
primary blessing.
Blessing.
Amen. It's not a second blessing. Amen. There's one blessing. And that blessing that he's talking about, the blessing of Abraham, the blessing that he put on Isaac, his son, amen, that blessing might come on you.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That the blessing of Abraham might come on Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak not after the manner of men. Now listen. Now, somebody say the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
I can prove, we can go through this thing and the whole thing. This is my theology. This is what I believe, and I believe it's pretty sound.
Amen.
There's one scripture in the Bible that says that the Spirit is our inheritance. The seal, somebody say the seal of our inheritance. What seals your inheritance? Everything, every now and then you need to have some things endorsed. You know, you get a deed. Anybody ever had to take something in and get it, what do you call it, when they stamp your, you sign a document?
Notarized.
And you have to have something notarized? Well, you know what, when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, that's God himself notarizing, amen, who you are, which qualifies you to the inheritance that God left to his children. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all are real quiet tonight, but it's all right. We'll still get out on time. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannul it or addeth unto thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to his seed, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, could not disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore, then, service the law. It was added because of transgressors, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. Let's read that again.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, the law service, it was added because of transgression, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. Who's the seed? Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the promise made? Those that live by faith.
Amen.
God knows who would live by faith. God knows who would live by faith. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, where did I leave off at? Anybody see me here?
Verse 20.
No, I was up before that.
19 is where you were.
So the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scriptures have concluded, all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that do what? That believe. That means you can become a Jew today. You want to find a Jew? Look at yourself. As soon as you believe, amen, and as soon as you decide to live by faith and walk by faith, that's Abraham's seed. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That all the things that they're trying to gather just because they say, listen, this is my daddy, that's my daddy, amen? Amen.
Amen.
That's your seed. You're the child. You're the children. You're the Jews. Somebody say glory to God. Now, as it is written then, verse 23. But before faith came, somebody say before what?
Before faith came.
Before what came?
Faith.
See, listen. Somebody say faith people.
Faith people.
Somebody say super faith people.
Super faith people.
That's the new breed.
Amen.
That faith people are a new breed.
Amen.
They're the new persecuted breed. Glory to God. Now see, that last thing that we had before, they had to do it all in the flesh. Mm-hmm. Amen. They had to do all that stuff by following rules and regulations. Somebody say, before we could live by faith. Before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Hallelujah. That's why they could only do certain things. They couldn't move. That's why the Bible says this next glory, this next cover is far greater than things that had been done in the past. Much better. Because those people were walking, every once in a while you get one supernatural giant stand up that God would super, the Spirit of God would come on them and they would be anointed to do specific tasks. Amen.
Amen.
But we got a different covenant. Anybody that believes God can move heaven.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They had no authority in the earth. They didn't have the name of Jesus. They just had a promise. Somebody say hallelujah. So say, far better covenant.
Far better covenant.
They had to find out they didn't have the law of God living on the inside of their heart. They had it written on a stone block someplace. Amen. And every once in a while, if they wanted to hear God, God had to anoint somebody and call them to shout up from a mountain someplace. They didn't have an inner voice. They were a different breed. Glory to God.
Amen.
They were a foreshadow of what God wanted to do. I tell you what God's going to do in the New Testament believer is far greater than what he did in the past in that Old Testament covenant. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They couldn't speak in the name of God. They didn't even know his name. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But today he made you ambassadors. Amen.
Amen.
That you should receive the promise, which is by faith. Somebody say, I walk. By faith. Glory to God. Go on up and walk. See, many people don't even know who they are. Bible says you shall know a tree by the fruit it bears. I tell you what, how are you going to be able to find Abraham's seed? By the fruit they bear. Amen.
Amen.
Abraham did his job. Now we got to do ours. Amen. How many say far greater?
Far greater.
So say far greater.
Far greater.
You got to know who you are. You're being beat up and religiously brainwashed, thinking, oh, we better get out of the way. They go to people of God. Now, I'm not downing anybody. Amen. Thank God they do have a covenant. How many of you hear that stuff? We better watch out. Oh, Lord, don't. Oh, watch out there. Somebody say, oh, that's God's people. Greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world. Who's going to be God's people? The people that have God living and abiding on the inside.
Amen.
Those that live by faith and trust by faith. They're the ones that walk in authority today. Who's going to get something done? Somebody that's got, amen, somebody that's in the flesh? Or somebody that's got God himself living and abiding on the inside?
Oh, hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. Who's carrying that blessing? Who's carrying that authority? Who's carrying that anointing today? The church.
Amen.
They're all fighting to rule the world. Who's going to be the world power? Now, y'all know I'm not no flag-toting person.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm not no, you know, I'm not one of them crazy ones that gets on bandwagon. If I get on a bandwagon, you know there's something. Amen?
Amen.
But I tell you what, there's one reason why this nation is speaking into all the world today. Because we honor God. Because it's the church. It's not every religion that does it. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's believers that does it. Amen. Why are we blessed? Because we got God on the inside of us. We got Jesus Christ on the inside of us.
Amen.
It's Jesus. That's who's got the blessing. That's who's got the covenant. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not waiting to give it over to the flesh. When will they take over? When we're gone.
Amen.
That's the next best thing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't believe we'll see the day as believers. Woo, hallelujah.
Wow.
When that will happen after the church, God's, ooh, hallelujah.
Somebody say ecclesia.
Ecclesia.
Ecclesia. Say it.
Ecclesia.
The called out chosen ones. People talking about chosen, God's chosen people. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You're a chosen people, a royal priesthood. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
That you should show forth the praises of your God. Amen. You don't have to have just one prophet speaking from the mountain. You're just repeating what somebody else said. Amen. You can get in the spirit of God yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank God for the church, which is God's vessel in the earth today. That's his ambassador today. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's his only voice. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah. And he told them, you won't see me come until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And who came in the name and the authority of the Lord? The church.
The church.
Woo, hallelujah. Jesus came in the name of the Lord. They're not going to see God's power displayed until they're able to say, blessed is that one that came in the name of the Lord, Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the King of the Jews. Amen. He's the King of all the earth. Amen. Without him, there is nothing. Amen. There is no God but Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. He will reign victoriously.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's all about him. Thank you. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
Hallelujah. There ain't no Jew out there going to outwalk any faith-believing believer. Amen.
Amen.
And there ain't going to be one with swords, guns, knives, and bullets. Amen.
Amen.
Nor manipulation. It's going to be the Spirit of God that does it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The anointing, and not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Amen.
And he poured out his spirit. There is no recorded instance in the Bible to where he poured out his spirit on a whole, on the entire nation of Israel. Every once in a while, there'd be bands of prophets where the Spirit of God would pour out. Amen. But at one day, there was one group of all together. Amen. The church. Amen. On the first day, everybody in the room got filled with the Holy Ghost. Everybody in the room, the Holy Ghost, the whole lot of them. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, you foolish Galatians. You started this thing in the spirit. Who warned you? Amen. Who bewitched you? You're going to go back into the things of the flesh. People acting all dumb. They got a big Jewish banner hanging from their church. They skip around like Jews. They're closer to God. Anybody seen that stuff in the charismatic church? You know, there was times every song we used to say, if you were in the charismatic movement 10 years ago, you go into a charismatic church and be all Jewish, means la, 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 because we thought we had to go back to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're going forward with God. Amen.
Amen.
We're going on with God. Amen. This is what God is doing today. Amen. I don't have to cut up no cow. Everybody getting, Christians getting all excited. They're going to put the altar back together again. They're going to put the altar. You hear Holy Ghost filled preachers talking like this. They're going to set the altar up and start to sacrifice to God again. There is no more sacrifice. Jesus is enough.
Amen.
He settled for all. Glory to God. We don't have to cut another pigeon, bull, or cow.
Amen.
One should die for all. Amen. Nobody else has to die. Jesus is alive. Amen. Jesus died, so nobody else has got a God. Not no pig, not no squirrel, not no rat, not no ram, not no sheep. You can slay 1,001 cows, amen. It's not going to cover what Jesus already did.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They're going to rebuild the temple where we should all go to worship. He's on the inside. It don't get much better.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to travel across the land and get there. Amen. That's just some land, but on the inside. Amen. The Holy Ghost abiding on the inside.
Amen.
Those that worship God will worship him. Somebody say, the day is coming.
Oh, the day is coming.
Hallelujah. When those that worship him will worship him in the spirit and in truth. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do we say to the nation of Israel? Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Period. That's all we got to say. Let him work it out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some say it's a thing of the spirit.
It's a thing of the spirit.
They get so caught up in the flesh and tradition and all this other stuff. Amen. And half them Jews that they think they're trying to be like in the Old Testament, if they were still alive today, they'd be in church with you.
Amen.
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 They'd be in church with you. Glory to God. They wouldn't be over there doing all that stuff. They'd be right in church with you, worshiping Jesus and serving God,
yes,
living by faith. Amen.
Amen.
It's a progressive thing. It's always been God's heart that every nation would be saved.
Amen.
It wasn't a closed thing. They had a responsibility to tell the world about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That's what they were called for. That's why they were a nation, because they decided to hear God and believe him and do what he said to do. And then they started thinking about themselves. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. But there was something when he got every nation. Somebody say glory to God. In the upper room, Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. And by the way, that's the nation's church's anniversary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We didn't even know it. But this, that you know that Pentecost day that we're always talking about it? It so happens that the first service this church ever had was Pentecost Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Our birthday is the church's birthday. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. On that day. Amen. We're going to celebrate that day when we have that big picnic outside. Amen. 2,000 years ago on that very day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There were a group of people there that got filled with the Holy Ghost. And as soon as they got filled with the Holy Ghost, they started to do what the Jews should have done.
Yes.
They went everywhere preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. Filled with the power of God. Filled with the anointing of God.
Amen.
Amen. Now you talking down the Jew, I'm talking up Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up, not no
That's
nation,
right.
Glory to God, I'll draw all men unto me.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Amen. It's not black, right, white, red. Amen. You don't have nothing to do, amen, with the Arab nor the Jew. Glory to God. It has everything to do with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll know the truth, and the truth will do what? The truth will set us free.
That's right.
There are going to be a whole lot of people that get caught up in a bunch of foolishness and miss God's best. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this place
hallelujah.
Tonight. I'm trying to get there. Amen. Now, to Abraham and his seed was the promise, glory to God. To Abraham and who?
His seed.
His what?
His seed.
Now, we already figured out what his seed was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's his seed?
Believers.
The believer. Did you see that there in the same verse? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
To Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He saith not to, and to the seed as many but as one. Now I've got to go back down where I was. Ooh, verse 22. But the scriptures hath concluded all under sin, verse 22, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should after be revealed. Ooh, glory to God.
Oh,
and I believe this revelation came about. I believe this revelation, this faith revelation. Somebody say faith revelation, faith being revealed. Y'all remember when everybody was mad about people teaching faith? When the revelation of faith came, there was a faith movement. I believe in it. Glory to God.
Amen.
Faith was revealed and made the whole world mad. They called them cults and heretics and all this other stuff because somebody started to tell them what God said. Amen. Some say faith revealed. They call it the revelation movement. Amen. The faith movement. The movement, the last great movement that we really had. The last great wave that we've had on the earth, amen, that there's been some joy and stuff, but it's never come close to the last great wave of faith. The last great wave that we've had as a move of God was that faith move.
Amen.
It rippled the entire body of Christ. And this city has not moved until the last time the charismatic church moved, they did not receive the faith message right here in this town.
Amen.
Do you know that? There hadn't been a strong, spirit-filled church in the Woodlands, Texas, not a strong one that would stand, that do what God wanted them to do, because they couldn't receive the faith message.
Mm.
Way back, I believe it was the 70s, Brother Jesse, Way back in the 70s, there was a strong church going right on this side of the road. The house, they call it the House of Faith.
Amen.
This is here. I'm going to teach it. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. They call it the House of Faith. They were there. They were a charismatic church. And all of a sudden, the revelation of faith came out. Church did not receive the faith message. Scattered everywhere. Amen. But that thing was on the move. House of Faith was on the move at that point. Amen. They had, what, way back there, we didn't have any strong churches. Amen. Back then. House, what, about 200-300 strong or more? Over 300 back then, back there in the 70s. That was something, Spirit-filled church over there on the other side of the track, 300 foot. Everybody was over there. Glenn King got saved over there, amen. Ralph Joy got saved over there, amen. Everybody, Dr. Cherry got saved over there. Everybody was getting saved over there. Then all of a sudden, the faith message came and it crashed because they wouldn't receive the faith message. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God's fixing that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're covered.
I
mean, we're covered. Amen. We're going to pick that thing up and take it on. Somebody say amen. This church started in the House of Faith. We picked up where they left off. Amen.
Right.
Amen. The pastor of the House of Faith was Jesse's granddad. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. God's got a plan. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah. God's got a plan. We picked right up where they left off. Somebody say hallelujah. We started on Pentecost Sunday right there in the House of Faith church. Amen. Hallelujah, with the pastor's grandson right there in the pastor's support. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Walking on to what God, you see, God doesn't skip anything. You see, you don't skip grades with God. Amen. He'll just let it rest. He'll let it rest 20 years. Amen. Where you go through all that other stuff. Amen. And he'll take you right back where you left off. Somebody say, and you pick right back up again. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. And the faith message is clearly communicating. There are faith churches everywhere. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the last revelation that God gave to the body of Christ, which we're trying to give right now. Amen. I believe that it's just as important to be filled with faith and more so than it is to be a Jew. You need to be more concerned about having faith.
Amen.
So many people are trying to get to be Jew. You weren't born a Jew. You're just not going to be a Jew. Amen. How do you get to be God's chosen? Live by faith and do what God told you to do.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank God that we don't have to go through that. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God. Some black people think in order to be an American citizen, you got to be white. It just ain't going to happen. Amen. But there are a lot of Christians that think just to be accepted by God, you got to really be a Jew. Hallelujah. Thank God I'm his chosen seed, dearly beloved of the Father. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was planned before the foundation. It didn't happen by accident. Amen.
Amen.
It was set. God knew. Glory to God. It's not a second plan. It's first class plan. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank God for faith. Woo, those fake people about to take over. Because we're about to enter into a new wave. We're about to enter into a new wave. Those that have received that message and know who they are. Amen. As soon as they find out who they are, now the power of God's going to start to flow through them like he intended. Amen. Woo, glory to God. In the last days, great signs and wonders. Amen. Now right here, go on. But the scriptures have concluded all are under sin. Verse 24. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Now listen. They were prophesying of a day just like today. But before, somebody say before faith came, we were kept under the law. Hallelujah. How many glad you're free from that?
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank God for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, man. We got enough laws around here. Amen. Try to put up with all that stuff. Shut up unto faith, which should come afterwards. Wherefore, the law was our what? Schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. The Jew was not supposed to do, somebody say amen. That law, that old covenant wasn't to do anything but to bring us unto Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That we might be justified by faith. But after that which faith is come, somebody say hallelujah.
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 You got to learn to go on. You got this thing is progressive.
Amen.
It's bigger than all that stuff.
Amen.
Stop looking back and start looking forward to God. Amen?
Amen.
Now listen, but after faith has come, somebody say, thank God faith has come.
Thank God faith has come.
We are no longer what?
Under schoolmaster.
You shall be the head.
Oh, amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. And not the tail. Everybody thinking they're under them, they're going to be the first one up. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Said those that be in Christ, dead in Christ, shall rise what?
Woo!
First.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So say, I'm no longer under anybody. Amen. I'm not under that covenant. Glory to God. Got a better one.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You got the first class ticket. Amen. You've been upgraded. Amen. You got the Spirit of God abiding on the inside of you. Amen. When that ticket starts to work, you'll be gone.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Say, thank you, Jesus. Woo! Praise God. Praise God. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all, somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For ye are all children of God. How? How? Because you born, particularly in Sarah? Oh, you got to trace it back through Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. For ye are all the children of God. How? By what? Faith. In who?
Jesus
Christ. So that's the only way. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Who? Didn't say, somebody say, as many. That means God can handle anybody that comes.
Amen.
I bet you he was making a whole lot. They when he preached his stuff back then, he made those boys so mad. He made them so mad. He got them so ticked off. They were saying, separate. Amen. You better than everybody else. Nobody else knows God like you. You're his chosen people. Look out. Amen. And here come Paul saying, as many as come, let them come. We don't own God. God owns us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You ain't going to be marketing God.
Amen.
He's free.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. There's something deep in that.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to get politically incorrect. Amen. You won't be selling him. Amen. They can go to God for themselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to buy no games, no gadgets. Amen. We don't got to cross no rivers, jump no hoops. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. It's free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everybody try to guilt people. You owe me this. You owe me that. I'm the one. I'm God's people. You better watch out. God gonna get you. Let me do whatever I want to because there's something special about me. You better live holy and do right just like everybody else. God, no respecter of person. Amen. If you're God's seed, act like it.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus made it real clear when he walked here. He told those that thought they were God's children straight up. He said, you ain't God's children. Amen. He said, you son of snakes and vipers, children of the devil. Glory to God. God himself said it.
Amen.
My. I'm not getting off stuff. I'm just teaching the word. Amen. I wouldn't have to be so extreme on this side if people would come a little bit to the middle. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somewhere in the middle. Amen. I might be way over there, but somewhere in the middle is the balance line. Amen. People just getting off in the flesh and acting dumb because they don't read the Bible. Better stop listening to people singing them songs. acting crazy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. you be in trouble and miss God's best. Forget who you are. One of my friends say, how come every time everybody gets filled on the East Coast, they said, how come every time somebody gets filled with the Holy Ghost, they talk with a Southern accent? He knew. You'd be up in Boston, amen, they say, and the Lord, you know. Hallelujah. You know, we can't go to heaven unless we can do it Nashville style, amen. Oh, in that gray getting up morning, you know. You ever notice that? Somebody say hallelujah. Why does that happen? Jesus wasn't born in Nashville. Amen. I used to think that way too. It got churches, amen. I went to Christ when they said, we weren't acting country, we just weren't saved. I'm from Baltimore up there. Woo! We got the better revelation.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Somebody say hallelujah. That's my dad. Amen.
Amen.
Like Ronnie Harbaugh said, they used to have that test. Who's my daddy? Amen. What's the DNA of God? Faith. Faith. That's God's DNA. Who's the Father? Amen. Jesus did it. Jesus. Hallelujah. So they say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus did a DNA test in them boys a long time ago. He said, you're the father of the devil. He's a liar from the beginning. Somebody say hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to get there. Amen. For as many of you have been baptized into Jesus Christ and put on Jesus Christ, there is neither glory to God. Get this in your head.
Amen.
I'm not watching the news and trying to myself go crazy. Amen. Because of what some dummy said. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is no difference.
Amen.
Woo! Praise God. Ain't nobody gonna make me change my mind.
Amen.
There is no difference. Hallelujah. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. Somebody say hallelujah. You can't glory in any flesh.
Amen.
For ye are all one in whom? Christ Jesus. Oh, you used to catch people on a sudden. If they got saved, if I got saved the same time and a Jewish person got saved in the 80s, Jewish person be preaching 3 years. Because supposedly he didn't know God more. His granddad didn't know Jesus. His mammy didn't know Jesus. His dad didn't know Jesus. But all of a sudden, just because his name is Steinberg, amen, he preaching because somebody ignorant thought. Because the flesh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. For as many have been baptized into Jesus and put on Christ, there is neither all that other stuff. And if ye be Christ, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This settles it. Yes. This, I don't want to hear no more about it. And I could be real blunt. I'm a Jew. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And if I'm not, it don't make no difference. You know, let them work it out. Amen. And I don't have to prove it to ignorant people to know the truth.
Amen.
Everybody don't have to know the truth in order for it to be truth. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God settles it. As long as you know it, you can walk in it. Don't let nobody deceive you. I don't care how many channels you hear it on. I don't care if 92, 80-year-old people write it in books. This is enough right here. If ye be Christ, then ye are. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! It settles it.
Amen.
If ye be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. Hmm. Well, somebody said, well, you talk about Abraham's seed. Well, if you're Christ, you're Abraham's seed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And if ye be not Christ, guess what? Ye be not Abraham's seed.
That's right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
That's good enough.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, foolish Galatians. Oh, foolish Galatians. Oh, foolish wannabe Christians.
Amen.
Who have bewitched you?
Mm-hmm.
Where did this come from? Having begun in the spirit, trying to go back to the flesh. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I ain't going back there. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. The temple's on the inside. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
They can build it all. They can search for 22 years. I'm still going to be God's. Amen.
Amen.
This whole new all the things that Jesus was teaching, all this other stuff, and they were so concerned about one thing, Jesus saying another thing. Amen. Why don't you get on God's side? They were lost and blind. Bible says the blind lead the blind. They both, what? Fall into a ditch. And they could not see God when he showed up because they were blind to the reality.
That's right.
And you go try to follow them to God. You'll end up in a ditch. If God's opened your eyes by Jesus Christ, walk in that light with confidence. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is too... Won't y'all be glad we get off of this? Amen? There are a lot of people, you know, that just get religious. Their minds are religiously clotted. But they can't even hear God because they're religious. It's a religious devil.
Amen.
Get up here talking that foolishness. Amen? My spirit just won't get with it.
Amen.
Oh, you just don't like Jesus? My best friend was Jewish. Amen? I was going to be Jewish myself when I was in high school. Amen? I'm serious. Was going to synagogue. Hallelujah. Till I met Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, you just got a problem. They ain't never done nothing to me. Ain't got nothing to do with that. Amen. So don't even. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, you just got hang-ups. Amen. You got that Malcolm X thing. No, some of my best friends, people that love me the most and love me to this day are Jewish, and I still love Jewish people. They have nothing to do with that. Amen. It's just the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Did y'all enjoy that tonight? We learned anything? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad you found out you're Abraham's seed?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And blessed. Woo.
Amen.
And blessed.
Amen.
Not trying to get blessed,
amen,
but already are blessed.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
What time did you get up this morning?
How did you know? How did you know?
How did I know what?
Why you asked me that question?
Did you watch Christ Revolution this morning?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I did not watch Christ for the Nation this morning. But I got up this morning at 3 a.m. Hallelujah. Went to Walmart and went shopping, had a good time. Amen. Went to Walmart at 3 a.m. and had a good time. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
From this,
they doing the Jewish thing at Christ for the Nation? They got a fixation. I've been there. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Thank God. You've got a whole bunch of people going off. Doesn't mean you have to.
Praise you.
Follow God for yourself.
Amen.
I love Frieda Lindsay, but Frieda Lindsay ain't hang on no cross for me.
Amen.
Amen. She can write as many letters as she wants to write. Amen. And I love Mom Lindsay. Very close. You better not talk about Mom Lindsay. Amen. You better not talk about Mom Lindsay, because I love Mom Lindsay. Amen.
Amen.
But you can eat the fish and spit out the bones.
That's
amen.
That's right. Amen.
You go just jumping in head over heels with stuff, you end up in like Jim Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Mom Lindsay's not God. She don't have all the truth. Yeah. I don't have all the truth, but what little bit of truth we have, that's why we got the Word of God.
Yeah.
They can have all the hang-ups they want to have. Amen. There have been lots of people that got set free and delivered. We would have never got out of Martin Luther didn't think a certain way. We would have been still going over there with the Catholic stuff. Amen?
Amen.
Better hear God for yourself. She can carry as many banners and go take as many trips to Israel as she wants to. Glory to God. I want to go to Israel. Amen?
Amen.
It's just a nice place. Hallelujah.
Not
that. Might just go there. Amen. But I'm not going there to get close to God. God is everywhere. He's on the inside of me. It don't get much better. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wannabes. Amen. Because they don't know who they are.
Amen.
There's a spirit behind that too. You catch people that get caught up. Now this is some revelation. Now you catch this out and you study for yourself. This is a fleshly statement from me, but you study it statistically and study it biblically and historically. People that usually get off in that theology have a racist mentality. I believe it's a spirit. I believe it's a spirit. You cop it. It's the same group, many of that stuff, and it hasn't always been out there. Many of that stuff comes out of many. It's one school of thought. And that's a seed in that school of thought. Dakes, many of them that had it out there in the 20s, different things and different errors where they had, where we had to overcome, get stuff. And we think it's always been out there. It has not been out there forever. We think it's always been in the church, and that's what the church has always been believed. And this popped up in the 30s, 40s, and 20s. And we're just taking it at face value. Amen. You can find out where it comes from, and you can find out why people are tainted with certain things. The Bible says you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen.
Amen.
Every place has its hang-ups, and I know the hang-ups, amen. I know the hang-ups to nations, amen. Nations Church, amen. It ain't nothing perfect yet, but we're getting there.
Amen.
We're getting there. We all miss it every now and then, amen. Large movements miss it, amen. Y'all remember that big thing that Rhema got into about 4 or 5 years ago? Because of ignorance, somebody decided not to go on to where God wanted them to go on. They even confess it to this day, amen. Just missed it. And got corrected. Amen.
Yeah.
But it's the same way. Christ for the Nations is coming out of some stuff right now that they've been in for years. It's a good place. Wonderful place. Amen. But they're still just coming out of certain, amen, certain things. Hallelujah. Woo. I'm a speaker. I ain't escaping. They ain't paying my bills. They're going to love me just as much today as they did yesterday. Amen. I'm going to love them the same way anyhow. Amen. They have a racist mentality, even being crisis for the nations. And they need to overcome that. Just 2 to 3 years ago, the director of CFNI finally repented of having a racist spirit and asked for deliverance.
Praise God.
And when you read certain things, you understand. And some of that stuff comes out of, because everybody know Charles Parham right here in Houston. Some of the roots there. Some of the roots there. Some of the roots there are right there. Parlene, I talked to Parlene Parham myself, and we would have lunch. And to this day, she doesn't know her name today. Amen. But when she did know her name, we'd eat lunch. If you went to Christ Nation, Parling Parham was teaching there. Amen. Have a problem? But she deny the facts that Charles Parham was a Klan supporter. But that don't matter, because that's the light he had. Amen. But you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So it went on over to Tulsa and different things. It went on up to California. And I ain't afraid. I'll tell them from the get-go. I'll tell them from the get-go the truth. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to be Christ for the nations. Be Christ for the nations.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Study some demographics and study some stuff and you'll really catch it. I know the truth. This is God. I'm finished. But this is God. I was just telling somebody today. Somebody said, you just running your mouth. No, I was there.
Amen.
And I know for a fact.
Amen.
Before I even got there, I knew. Amen. One time I was trying to get an extra job, worked on staff. I'm not trying to talk. This is the best place in the world. Praise God for him. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Ain't trash, but you know the truth. Trust sets you free.
That's right.
And so say, you just running your mouth. No, I was there. They were in an inner city community, amen, right there in Oak Cliff, Texas. Doesn't get much worse than Oak Cliff, amen. So I decided to get a job, you know, trying to make some extra money because I got tired of rollerblading and wanted some money. So I decided to get on the security staff, you know, at CF&I. And I got on the security staff at CF&I, and, you know, we patrol security. But their school was in the middle of Oak Cliff, in the middle of a neighborhood, my hood. And if one of the people happened to walk through the neighborhood, all the security get on the walkie-talkie and say, we got a neighbor. And it was commonplace. They didn't know. To this day, you still catch it. Amen? But they ain't going to stop me.
No.
They ain't going to stop you. Does that mean I got to stop loving people? No. They got a problem they need to deal with. Amen?
Amen.
And our problems will stop us from getting God's best.
Yes.
You don't have to love me to get God's best.
Amen.
Amen. But you got to get over your hang-ups. I got to get over my hang-ups. Amen. Amen. To get God's best. Because you'll miss out on revelations that God has for you trying to keep some theologies and some mindsets that God never intended for you to have.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we're progressive. The church is getting better.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We take the good, amen, and leave behind the bad. Church is looking better probably than it's ever looked because of those things. Amen?
Amen.
But we're breaking some stuff. That's why
yes.
This place is called, we don't even understand why it's called Nations Church. I don't could have given a rip less about going to the mission field. Amen?
Amen.
But God decided. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So we're letting God be God and God do what he wants to do. We've been really frank tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise
we got out there. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
How many of y'all, this is a good day, good hour. Why don't you stand up? We forgot to receive an offering tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. No, I did. Hallelujah. We're going to get it. Amen. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. Amen. A lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff we got to get over with. We got to get over. Amen. Stop brushing things under the... under carpets and stuff.
Yeah.
Amen. Start telling the truth.
Amen.
You know? And if I go there, y'all know me. I'll tell the truth. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You got a problem. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Somebody say glory to God. God must be ready to do something new. How many of y'all glad to see Terry in here?
Amen.
Glory to God. Y'all, we had fun tonight, didn't we?
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My, my, my. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody smile like you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Are y'all cracking jokes over there? My fly down or something? What is it? Or she just can't believe me.
Now I got cable today.
Oh, you can't wait to get home, get to that cable. Oh, see how happy she is just to have cable. Simple things in life. Somebody say hallelujah. I got it too. Not supposed to, but I got it. Hallelujah. It's my TV. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God, thank God, thank God. Isn't this fun? We get to have church on Friday night. Oh, we get to have church tomorrow night. Ruthie Dearman and Jane Rendon to here tomorrow night. Amen. Y'all get here. They start at 7:30, I believe. So let's get here about 7. Amen. They like to start on time. So y'all come. They're really good. How many of y'all know Sister Dearman?
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful prophet. Wonderful prophetic ministry. So y'all come on out. Let's just enjoy Jesus tomorrow night. Let them know how much you love them. Good teaching. Ruthie's about what? 98? How old is Ruthie? I'm getting myself in trouble.
80,
Frida gonna be mad. Ruthie gonna be mad. She's 88.
No, she's 80-something.
80-something years old. Looks about 62.
Early 80s.
She looks about 62. Early 80s, and she's been with God a long time, and she's and she's still hip.
Amen.
And she's still rolling on with God. It's good to sit up under that word and hear what God has to say.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Ruthie, Sister, yes, Sister Ruthie Dearman, her husband was John Osteen's associate pastor, and they started that church together. Amen. He watched out for the money. Amen. So they were at the Baptist church before Lakewood. They were there before Lakewood. Amen. They were there when, you know, Pastor Osteen got put out. They put him out of the church. Amen. And they said, you're not the pastor anymore, get out. He said, you can put me out whether you want to or not. I'll still be the pastor. I'm going to come to church. They put him out and he wouldn't leave. Somebody say hallelujah, but look what God did.
Hallelujah.
Father, we love you. We bless you. We thank you for a wonderful time tonight. Lord, we thank you for all the wonderful things you're doing. For unseen resources that come in from the north, south, the east, and the west. I was going to thank you for Judy's raise. Judy got a raise. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. We thank you for everybody else that's believing God for new shoes and different things, Father God, and for jobs. And in the name of Jesus, let it come in. We thank you for the window of heaven that's open and blessings are pouring out. Hallelujah. Businesses are being blessed. Father God, you're turning around things. Send the money in from the north, south, the east, and the west, and give them wisdom to know how to flow in it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let them be the seed of Abraham tonight, Father God, and receive the blessing that goes along with it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Turn on some good music, and y'all have a cup of coffee, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget, we're going to do that that picnic coming up on the 19th. That picnic's going to be fun. Hallelujah. That's good.